This is Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. Today's guest is Maya, and she's here to talk about her book titled Stories My Grandmother Told Me. Her grandmother, Esther Small Poncho, grew up in Jacksonville, Florida. With family ties to the South, she also told stories of her great-grandmother, who was born into slavery and freed when she was just 5 years old. Maya also tells the story of her grandmother, Esther, who found love and married a Thonaut man named John Poncho.
Hello, everybody. My name is Maya Bernadette, and I am an enrolled member of the Tonawatam Nation. My mother is African-American and Tonawatam, and my father is Mexican-American and white. Our Tonawatam side, we're from Santa Rosa Village in Guachi District. So the reason this book was brought about was because of my senior essay advisor, Jay Gitlin. He's a professor of history. And so since I was a history of science and medicine, I wanted to do something on the Indian Health Service. And kind of unrelated to that, when I was talking to my essay advisor, he was curious how I became involved in the Native American community. Because at Yale, I was really involved in the Native community there. I had a position my sophomore year. I think it was like activity coordinator or something like that. And then my junior year, I was president of the Association of Native Americans at Yale. So I told him about my grandmother and how she met my grandfather. And he said, you know, that's a book right there. So he was the one that put the idea in my head. And also, too, I have always loved to write.
That's awesome.
It just kind of was the perfect mix of just my interests, my hobby in writing, and then him saying that I should really turn it into a book. I just kind of put it on the back burner. I never really thought about it. And then I found myself in 2012 back at Yale, and Professor Gitlin was still there being like, how's that book coming along?
Well,
I guess I better get started on it. And so it's been a really long process because writing a book is really hard. It's very hard. I had no idea where to begin.
Wow, I can only imagine. The story really is interesting. It just really opened up my imagination, and I could just picture what it was like back in time. You know, the way that you describe things in the book and the fact that it's sharing a particular type of history in a time that I wasn't even born in. I mean, this was generations ago in Santa Rosa at the school that is still in existence right now.
Yeah.
And I went to that school, and the perspective of Black teachers working in Native American communities is a whole topic in itself, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And also, too, what I love about this book is that there's just so many different themes. I mean, family, of course, is a big one, but also storytelling is a really important theme that I'm trying to get through with this book.
Well, thank you for sharing your work, and congrats on getting your book published.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices, featuring Maya Bernadette, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. To hear the full conversation and other episodes, go to kxei.org.